"Well, Jonathan Small," said Holmes, lighting a cigar, "I'm sorry that it has come to this."
"So am I, sir," he answered frankly. "I don't believe that I can swing over the job. I'll give you my word on the book that I never raised a hand against Mr. Sholto. It was that little hellhound Tonger who shot one of his cursed darts into him. I had no part in it, sir. I was as grieved as if it had been my blood relation. I welted the little devil with a slack end of the rope for it, but it was done. I could not undo it again."
"Have a cigar," said Holmes, "and you had best take a pull out of my flask, for you're very wet. How could you expect so small and weak a man as this black fellow to overpower Mr. Sholto and hold him while you were climbing the rope?"
"You seem to know as much about it as if you were there, sir. The truth is that I hoped to find the room clear. I knew the habits of the house pretty well, and it was the time when Mr. Sholto usually went down to his supper. I shall make no secret of the business. The best defence that I can make is just the simple truth. Now, if it had been the old major, I would have swung for him with a light heart. I would have thought no more of knifing him than of smoking this cigar. It's cursed hard that I should be lagged over this young Sholto, with whom I had no quarrel whatever.